Great to have you here. I'd like to start with something funny, y'all. I know y'all have heard it, but here I go. I heard about this man. He was out walking on the beach. God said, son, you've been so faithful. I'm going to grant you one special wish. He was so excited. He said, God, I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, but I'm afraid to fly. So my wish is that you'd build me a bridge across the ocean. God said, son, that's impossible. Think of the logistics of that. Now take a moment and wish again. Man thought about it and said, okay, God, I've been married 4 times. All my ex-wives say I'm so insensitive. So my wish is that I would be able to understand a woman. I want to know why they think like they think, why they feel like they feel. There was a long pause. God said, do you want 2 lanes or 4 lanes on that bridge? Come to the marriage conference. That'll help you. Here we go. Ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about tongue trouble. One thing that can keep us from our destiny is our mouth. If we go around saying negative things about ourselves, our family, our future, it will limit how high we can go. Things like, I'll never be successful. I'm not that talented. I can't break this addiction. It's flu season. I'll probably get it. I've been through so much in the past. I don't think I'll ever be happy again. Everything you're saying, you're giving it the right to come to pass. You are prophesying your future. It's just like you're inviting that into your life. Before you say it, make sure you want it. I'm so lonely, I don't think I'll ever meet the right person. You just invited more loneliness. Imagine you're sending an invitation, loneliness, please come. I'm so old, so wrinkled, I'll never get back in shape. You're inviting more wrinkles, more fatigue, sending out that invitation, oldness, you're welcome here. It's going to be a rough year, Joel, with inflation, trouble at work I'm having, raising these children. You're inviting difficulties, hardships. Do yourself a favor, change your invitations. Start sending out some new words. It's going to be a great year. I'm surrounded by favor. I'm strong in the Lord. Goodness and mercy are chasing me. The right people are tracking me down. The best part of my life is still in front of me. Get your words going in the right direction. You can't talk negative and have a positive life. You can't talk defeat and live victoriously. You can't talk lack and have abundance. Your words are setting the course for your life. If you want to know what you're going to be like 5 years from now, listen to what you're saying about yourself. I can't accomplish my dreams. I don't have the connections. I'll never get well. The medical report's not improving. I can't break this addiction. I'll never meet the right person, Joel. My children will never get back on course. You know what's limiting you? Tongue trouble. If you have a negative mouth, you're going to have a negative life. Quit speaking defeat over your future. I know people that are always saying negative things about themselves, what they don't like, what they wish they had. I played basketball for years with a young man up at the YMCA, and when I would see him, I'd just, you know, nonchalantly ask how he was doing. He would always say, I'm fine. I'm just getting old and fat and bald. I must have heard him say that hundreds of times. And every time we would laugh, not think of much about it. But I hadn't seen him in 20 years. Ran into him at the mall. I didn't recognize him. He said, don't you remember me? I'm so-and-so. We used to play basketball together. I couldn't believe it. He was old and fat and bald. He did not look like the same person. He had prophesied it all those years. Be careful what you're inviting in. I don't know about you, but I am good looking. I have plenty of hair. I am healthy, strong. I am vibrant. My mind is alert. My youth is being renewed like the eagles. Prophesy victory over your life. If you're going to talk about yourself, talk about the way you want to be. Speak health, speak vitality, speak abundance. Most of us would never say to another person, we would never go up to them and criticize them. Most of us. You wouldn't say to that person on your left and your right, man, you don't look good today. You're getting old. That hairstyle's done. Your personality's kind of dull. What were you thinking when you put that on today? We may think some things, but we wouldn't say it. We're not going to put them down. We're not going to make them feel bad. Sometimes we're better to other people than we are to ourselves. Why are you criticizing yourself? Why are you talking so badly about you? Why do you think it's okay to put yourself down, find fault, verbalize all the things you don't like? Why don't you be as respectful to you as you are to others? Let me encourage you, don't say another negative word about yourself. You may think it, but don't verbalize it. If you don't speak it out, the thought will die stillborn. You won't give it life. It won't become a reality. When you go around putting yourself down, I'm unattractive. I'm not that talented. I don't have a good personality. That's pushing down all the good things that God put in you. That will keep your personality from blossoming, your beauty from shining, your gifts from flourishing. The scripture says the tongue can nourish and the tongue can kill. Don't let the tongue kill your dreams, kill your personality, kill your self-esteem, kill your value. Let it nourish your life. You should be your best encourager. You should compliment yourself more than you compliment anyone else. You should speak better of you than you do to others. I don't mean be selfish or arrogant, but if you're not positive toward yourself, you're not going to be your best for the other people God put in your life. The scripture says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You can't love others the way you're supposed to if you don't first love yourself. It's not humility to put yourself down, to speak less of you, to say things that diminish, devalue, lessen who you are. I don't know, some people, they're always complimenting others, always talking about how beautiful their friend is, what a great personality their brother has, how talented their coworker is, and that's good. We should be generous with our compliments, but when was the last time you complimented yourself? You thought about how great you are, how talented you are, how kind you are. You don't have to do this in front of others, but in your private time. Lord, thank you that I'm gifted, I'm talented, I'm smart, I'm attractive, I'm favored, I'm anointed, I have a good personality, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. In the scripture, God told Jeremiah that he was going to become a prophet, that he would speak to nations, that he'd make a great difference with his life. But Jeremiah was very young. He didn't have the training, the experience. No one in his family had done anything significant. All these doubts and insecurities started to fill his mind. He said, God, I can't speak to nations. I'm too young. I wouldn't know what to say. You must have the wrong person. God answered him back saying, Jeremiah, say not that you're too young. He didn't say, don't think you're too young. Don't believe you're too young. He said, don't speak it out. Don't say negative things about yourself, Jeremiah. God was giving us this principle. Don't give life to those doubts, those weaknesses, those insecurities. God knew if Jeremiah would have gone around saying, I'm too young, I don't have the experience, I'm not tall enough, I'm not attractive enough. If he would have been negative toward himself, he would have missed his destiny. When you start to criticize yourself, tell God what you're not, what you don't have, what you can't do, God says to you what he said to Jeremiah, say not. Zip that up. Quit telling me what you think you're lacking. Quit talking about how you're at a disadvantage. Listen, when God created you, he put in you everything you need to fulfill your destiny. He gave you the right looks, the right height, the right personality. You have the gifts, the confidence, the wisdom, the favor. Now say not that you're too young. Say not that you're not attractive enough. Say not that you don't have the talent. Say not that you come from the wrong family. Zip that up and say what God says about you. I am well able. I'm a masterpiece, I'm valuable, I'm attractive, I'm confident, I'm creative, I can do what God's called me to do. Don't go through life cursing your future by speaking negative words over yourself. You have enough people in life against you, don't be against yourself. The enemy would love for you to go around feeling wrong on the inside, like you're not up to par, you're at a disadvantage. Too many people swallow that bait and go around speaking defeat. I don't have a good personality, and I'm overweight, I don't like my nose, I wish I had more here, less there. No, you've been made in the image of God. When you criticize yourself, you are criticizing God's creation. You're saying, God, you didn't do very good on me. No, God wasn't having an off day when he created you. He calls you a masterpiece. He put his DNA in you. You have royal blood flowing through your veins. Don't let tongue trouble keep you from becoming who you were created to be. Proverbs says, we are snared by the words of our mouth. Snared means trapped. It doesn't say we're trapped by our thinking, trapped by our circumstances, trapped by this giant we're facing. What traps us is what we're saying. Negative thoughts come to us all. We can't stop them from coming. The mistake we make is when we verbalize them, when we start speaking defeat, lack, how this obstacle is too big, and I don't see how it can turn around. You just gave life to the negative. If you continue to speak it, it'll become a reality. The key is when these negative thoughts come, don't verbalize them. Don't speak them out, and those thoughts will die stillborn. They need words to come to life. When David went out to face Goliath, you can imagine the thoughts that came to his mind. He's too big. He's twice my size. I don't have any armor. This is impossible. All these negative thoughts bombarded his mind. One thing that made David a champion is he didn't speak them out. If he would have had tongue trouble, we wouldn't be talking about him. I know negative thoughts are going to come, but the scripture says, put a watch over your mouth. Yes. When you're in difficulties, up against giants, things that look impossible, that's when it's easy to start talking defeat, how it's not gonna work out. Oh man, the pandemic, gas prices, inflation. I don't see how I'm gonna get ahead. Well, zip that up. God's on the throne. He makes streams in the desert. He said, even in famine, the righteous will have more than enough. There's not a giant in your path he can't bring you down. He has armed you with strength for every battle. One of the best ways to change negative thinking is to start talking positive. When every thought is telling you it's too big, you don't have a chance, it's been too long, your report should be, I am well able, I will defeat this giant, I will accomplish my dreams. God being for me is more than the world being against me. When you go around speaking faith, speaking victory, speaking healing, speaking abundance, negative thoughts cannot stay in your mind. Your words will override your thinking. But the enemy would love for us to verbalize the negative. He knows when you speak it, he can bring it to pass. But when you turn it around and speak victory in the face of defeat, health in the face of sickness, abundance in the face of lack, angels go to work. Forces of darkness are broken. Favor is released. God will do what only he can do. And this is what David did. He looked at Goliath, this giant twice his size, and said, you come against me with a sword and a shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. This day I will defeat you and feed your head to the birds of the air. In the midst of all those negative thoughts, negative circumstances, he could have verbalized doubt, uncertainty, this is not possible. But David knew this secret. He spoke victory. He said, I am well able. I will defeat you. I will fulfill my destiny. In the face of difficulties, that's what needs to be coming out of our mouth. I will overcome this sickness. I will break this addiction. I will see my family restored. I will have a bountiful year. When we were trying to acquire this place, the former Compaq Center, there were many times I would wake up in the middle of the night and thoughts would say, you're never going to get it. That company that's against you is way too big. The city's never going to give it to a church. Besides, Joel, you don't have the funds, the experience, the influence. We can't stop negative thoughts from coming, but when you don't speak them out, they'll die stillborn. You're not giving them life. I learned from David, if I'm gonna prophesy anything, I'm gonna prophesy victory. See, the enemy doesn't know what you're thinking. He can't read your mind. He only knows what you're saying. What's coming out of your mouth is telling him what you believe. I felt doubt. I felt outnumbered. I felt over my head, but I knew better than to let any of that come out of my mouth. If you can't say anything good, zip it up. Don't speak defeat over your life. Don't come into agreement with the negative. Use your words to give life to your faith and not your doubt. When those negative thoughts came, they roared, it's never gonna happen. The words that came out of my mouth were, Lord, thank you that you are fighting my battles. Thank you that you're making ways where we don't see a way, that you're causing the right people to be for us, that you're opening doors that no person can shut. It was a 3-year battle, but God caused things to fall into place. Here we are today. I don't believe it would have happened with negative words. It's easy to talk about how big the problem is, but how about talking about how big our God is? How about prophesying victory, prophesying favor, prophesying abundance? Don't be snared by the words of your mouth. Don't let a negative report keep you from your destiny. There are dreams God will put in your heart that seem impossible. There will be giants on the way to your destiny that are too big for you. A test that we all have to pass is, what are we saying? It's never gonna work out. Man, these giants are too big. This sickness too great. This addiction too powerful. Or are we gonna say like David, I will defeat them. I will get healthy. I will break this addiction. I will set new standards for my family. Don't be snared by your words. Be propelled by your words. The key is to not say what you feel, not what you think, not say what it looks like, say what God says about you. Pay attention to what you're speaking. Are you suffering from tongue trouble? Are you talking about the problem, what you don't have, what's not going to work out? Your words are setting the direction for your life. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to say what I want to come into my life? I don't see how I can ever get out of debt, Joel. Zip that up. You don't want lack and struggle. That's inviting the wrong things. How about I will lend and not borrow? I live under the open windows of heaven. Father, thank you that my cup runs over. Well, it looks like this sickness is going to be the end of me. I'm not improving at all. Zip that up. That tongue trouble will keep you from your healing. Turn it around. Father, thank you that you're restoring health back into me. Thank you that I'm getting better every day, that with long life you will satisfy me. Yeah, Joel, we tried to have children, but it didn't work out. I guess it's just not meant to be. Oh, zip that up. Father, you said in Psalms, you would make the barren woman a happy mother of children. So Lord, I thank you that my baby is on the way. See, before you see promises come to pass, there will always be these tests. Before you go into your promised land, there will be giants, things that look impossible. One way our faith is released is in what we're saying. But if we're speaking negative, doubtful, it's going to limit what God will do. Your mind will tell you all the reasons it's not going to happen. A lot of people start speaking negative. They get snared by their words. Don't let that be you. You may think the negative, but don't give it life. Speak what God says about you. Let your words of faith override the doubt. It's one of the best things you can do. Speak faith when every thought is telling you it's never going to work out. You've been through too much. You've seen your best days. You can complain, talk about how bad it's been, or you can say, Father, thank you that you have beauty for these ashes. Father, thank you what was meant for harm, you're turning to my advantage. You said you'd pay me back double for these unfair things. Lord, I'm excited about my future. That's what causes God to go to work. That's when you'll defeat giants, see compact sinners, beat that cancer. The right people suddenly show up. The book of Numbers, Moses had led the Israelites out of slavery through the desert. Now they were camped next door to the promised land. He sent 12 men to spy out the land. God had already promised he would give them the victory. After 40 days, 10 of the spies came back with a negative report. They said, "Moses, we don't have a chance. There are giants in the land. The people are too big. We'll never defeat them." There were two other spies, Joshua and Caleb. They saw the same giants, the same opposition, but they had a different report. They said, "Moses, we are well able. Yes, the people are big, but we know our God is bigger. Let us go in at once and take the land." There were two reports, one of victory, one of defeat. What's interesting is the negative report spread like wildfire throughout the rest of the camp. Before long, all 2 million of the Israelites were afraid, intimidated. They started complaining, "Moses, why did you bring us out here to die? We're never going to make it in. Let's just go back to Egypt. Let's just go back to being slaves." Here God had told them they were going to go into this land. They were going to defeat these enemies, live in houses that they didn't build, eat from vineyards that they didn't plant. They had this great report of victory. Then this other report, "You're not going to make it. There's no way. Look at how big these people are." They could have come into agreement with Joshua and Caleb, said, "Yes, let's go in. We know we are well able." Instead, they let the doubt, the fear, the negativity dominate their thoughts. They made the mistake of speaking it. "We'll never get in. We're going to die out here in the desert." God answered them back something very significant in Numbers 14. He said, "I will do exactly what I heard you say. You will all die in the desert." They didn't realize they were prophesying their future. Unfortunately, they prophesied defeat. If God were to do exactly what you're saying, would it be what you want? Are you speaking victory, speaking health, speaking abundance, freedom, new levels? Or are you talking about how big the giants are, what you've been through in the past, how you can't accomplish that dream, how you can't get out of that dysfunction? No, don't be like the 10 spies, be like the 2. The majority are always going to complain, talk about the economy, what they can't do. You have to be in the minority. Be one of the 20% that say, "Yes, there's inflation, prices are high, but I know I'm going to have a bountiful year. God is supplying all of my needs. Yes, there are some giants on my land. I'm dealing with this illness, this addiction, this trouble at work, but I know I am well able. Breakthroughs are coming. Favor's headed my way. What God started in my life, he's going to finish." Don't let tongue trouble keep you out of your promised land. The 1990s, there was a star baseball player for the Astros named Jose Lima. He was one of the best pitchers in the league. One year he won 20 games. His future looked very bright. But in March of 2000, the Astros moved from the Astrodome to their new ballpark downtown. The fence in left field was much closer than in the Astrodome. Of course, that favors the hitters and makes it more difficult on the pitchers. The first time Jose went to the new ballpark, he stood on the pitcher's mound and looked around. When he saw how close the outfield fence was, the first words out of his mouth were, "I'll never be able to pitch in here. The fence is way too close." The next year, he went from a 20-game winner to a 16-game loser. He prophesied his future. I wonder how many times we've been snared by our words. "I'll never get in that college, Joel. I can't break this addiction. My husband will never change. I don't think we'll ever get out of debt." You have to zip that up. You're looking at it in the natural. God is supernatural. Don't cancel out the blessing, the favor, the abundance by speaking defeat. He's going to do what he hears you say. In the scripture, have you ever heard of a man named Sether, a man named Gaddi, a man named Shaphith? You never heard of them. You know why? They were one of the 10 spies. They were called to be history makers. They had seeds of greatness. Deep down, they knew they could take the land. But instead of overriding the fear, the doubt, the intimidation, Like Joshua and Caleb, speaking faith, speaking victory, they chose to speak defeat. They chose to verbalize the negative, talk about how it could never happen. They didn't know God was listening to what they were saying, that he was going to do exactly what they said. My challenge, don't be a Sether. Don't be a Gadi. Don't be a Shafit. Be a Joshua. Be a Caleb. They said they would go into the promised land. They were the only two out of all that group that made it in. God did exactly what they said. Don't go around talking defeat about the problem, how impossible it is. Have that Joshua spirit. Learn to speak victory. You are prophesying your future. Prophesy healing. Prophesy abundance. Prophesy new levels. God is listening. What he's hearing you say, he's going to do. Father, thank you that this will be a bountiful year. God says, angels, did you hear that? Go to work. Bring some good breaks. Bring some abundance. Bring some increase. Lord, thank you that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, that my children will be mighty in the land. God says, all right, let me go get that child off course. Bring him back. Let me help break that addiction. Let me free them from that dysfunction. Father, thank you that I am healed, that I am whole, that this sickness is not how my story ends. God says, all right, let me send healing. Let me send restoration. Let me do what medicine cannot do. Is tongue trouble keeping you from your destiny? Are your words helping you or are your words hindering you? Pay attention to what you're saying. Don't let negative words keep you wandering in the desert. The promised land belongs to you. If you'll put a watch over your mouth, zip up the negative, and only speak positive, faith-filled words, I believe and declare, like Joshua and Caleb, you will go into your promised land, see favor that you've never seen. Like David, you will defeat giants that are much bigger. Negative situations are about to turn around. Healing, breakthroughs, the right people, the fullness of your destiny. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. I receive it as well. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, if you can stick with me, we'll seal it in prayer. Lord, I thank you for what we've heard today. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood and so many watching and listening. Lord, I thank you that you will show us any areas where we're defeating ourselves with our words. Lord, bring to our light when we even start to say it. And Lord, I thank you that you will help us to put that watch over our mouth, Lord, that we will get in agreement with you and speak victory. Lord, as we do, like you did for David, like you did for Joshua and Caleb, I thank you that you're doing that for your people as well. Things that we can't do on our own. Lord, our trust is in you. We believe you are for us, that we are well able, that the best part of our life is in front of us. Lord, I ask for your protection upon all your people this week, all their children as well. Let them flourish in whatever they put their hands to do in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, if your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've gone cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate. You need to recommit your life to Christ. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. It's so easy. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Your heart's beating fast. Don't go home without peace. Come on, don't be left out. Watching, listening, anybody else? Slip your hand up. Come on, Lakewood, one more cheer. Anybody else? I don't want to leave you out. Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. The scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Would you pray this after me if you would, please? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that you're going to be here for the next year, every time you can, in person, online, however you do it. I'll make a promise to you, your life will never be the same for the better before that year is over. We're going to help you grow and become all God's created you to be. I know you're busy on Sundays, you got errands to run, you got work to do, but there's a blessing on your life when you put God first place, you get in a community of faith. We'd love to have you be a part of Lakewood. Listen, there's a great class after service called New Beginnings. You can take it online, plus it's right up here. There's a class for our women, for relationships afterwards, online as well. Know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, November 6, 2022, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all sing together, if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, let me speak the blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you his favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you his peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. We'll see you back real soon.
Well, what an inspiring and incredible message from Joel today. I don't know about y'all, but that really encouraged me. Let us know in the chats if that message spoke to you or if there was something that God really laid on your heart. You know, some of the takeaways with today's message about tongue trouble is that we can't talk defeat and live a victorious life. Isn't that a word? We have to speak the promises of God over our lives. I'm receiving that, and I hope that you are too. You know, we want to take this time as well to welcome our Sirius XM radio listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in, believing for God to speak to you today. Now, if you decided to give your life to Jesus, or if you rededicated your life and you want to know what's next, I want to take this time to personally invite you to our New Beginnings online class. What an incredible decision that you've made, saying yes to Jesus and saying yes to a new beginning. And so we have some resources that will help you now in your faith journey. All you have to do is text the word new to 77377. We have a New Beginnings online class that will help you in these next steps of your faith journey. You'll also be able to learn about what it means to grow in your relationship with Christ, as well as grow in your relationship with others. Again, we are proud of you. We love you. We are praying for you. We believe truly that your new week goes better because you took the time to put God first. This is not the only message of hope that you can listen to on Sundays. You can subscribe to our channel, to Joel's podcast, and stay encouraged throughout the week. We believe truly that your best days are out in front of you, and we celebrate all that God is doing in your life. God bless you and have an awesome Sunday.